Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC. ECMC, the difference between healthcare and true care.
Five OTAs down and five to go. The Bills are halfway through their scheduled 10 organized team activity practices here at One Bills Drive. Hello again, everybody. Chris Brown along with John Murphy. And Murph, they're halfway done. Over these next week or so, they're going to have their OTAs wrapped up, and then it's on to the mandatory mini camp in mid-June.
Yeah, these are important milestones, really, of the offseason. This coaching staff still getting a feel for the players on the roster, and in Wednesday's OTA workout, the coaching staff had the same goal, trying to get a feel for these players and how well they're learning what's being taught.
The only thing we're really evaluating with players now is their ability to grasp scheme and things like that. The stuff that you're seeing out on the practice field, we're not judging players on the finisher plays. You know, it's a non-competitive situation. We want to learn. We want to learn their role in the defense. We want to learn how everything fits together. And, you know, they are being judged on that and their work ethic. But the on-the-field stuff, it's all about technique right now.
Schwartz and his defensive staff are installing a new defensive system, although Schwartz said that some of the terminology and the calls in the defense will remain the same as last year. One aspect that will not change is safety play. Schwartz says the Bills, like most teams, expect both of their safeties to cover and support the run, and he thinks he's got a good one in Aaron Williams.
You have to be able to cover a wide receiver man-to-man, but you also have to be able to get down in the box and tackle a 235-pound running back. You have to be able to blitz. It's a wide range of skill set. That's why I'm so excited to work with Aaron. Aaron has shown all of those things. He can range from the middle of the field. He can cover a guy man-to-man. He's got those hybrid corner safety skills. And the one thing that I hadn't studied him since he came out of college, but the thing that probably impressed me the most was his physical play. He's a tough guy and really made a physical impact on the field last year.
I just go with it. I mean, I keep playing the way I play. I remember when I met with him in the offseason, when he just got hired, we met up and had dinner. And the first thing he said, I love your physicalness and the way you have your way out there just showing off. I'm a guy with a lot of emotion. Everybody knows that. I talk a lot. You'll hear me in training camp talking all kinds of trash just because I want everybody's enthusiasm just to be up there. Because even bad practice or good practice, anytime somebody's level is low, the practice is going to be dead, and we can't have that. We got to up our level this year, and I'm trying to keep it up there as high as possible.
On the offensive side of the ball, there was extensive work in the red zone during Wednesday's organized team activity with mixed results. There were a couple of passes picked off in the end zone. There were also a couple of touchdowns.
Today, with the red zone being the first red zone, typically red zone is a completely different package, and I think that's kind of why the guys were thinking a little bit, and they were trying to get everything kind of worked out. It's a lot different than the field, so I think that we wanted to be able to really create a unique red zone package and be able to marry it with our run game, marry it with and have the same counters with the pass game.
The Bills went into this offseason determined to build a core special teams group for coordinator Danny Crossman, and the free agent acquisition of Corey Graham was the biggest addition to accomplish that goal. Graham is comfortable in the role of special teams leader, a role that took him to the Pro Bowl just 3 years ago.
It's great. You know, I started my career off as a special teamer. I enjoy it. It's something I really prided myself on. So to have an opportunity to go out there and lead guys and try to show guys how to do it the right way is special. I'm glad that he put that responsibility on me, and I look forward to having an opportunity to do it.
Well, Murph, halfway through the OTAs, the Bills have to like what they've seen from some of these special teamers, particularly Graham, who's shown good leadership there.
Yeah, and I think another guy who's new to the roster, running back Booby Dixon, figures to play a prominent role on special teams and maybe even on the offense. And, of course, last year's leading tackler on special teams, Marcus Easley, there's a place for him here, even though he's been limited in the OTAs as he comes back from an injury.
Mario Williams was back on the practice field after missing on Tuesday. One notable absence was offensive lineman Chris Williams, who missed his first OTA practice since these workouts got underway. It's the first of 5 days that he's missed. The week ends with another mid-morning session of OTAs on Thursday. For John Murphy, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup, presented by ECMC.